Okay, you are very welcome back to the 9 till noon show here. We're into the last hour, broadcasting live from the Vault House here in Rafo. We were chatting to Ivy Goody there just before the break, Secretary of Rafo Town Football Club, and you were talking about the success stories, but they're all success stories, aren't they? I mean, every kid that comes through and sort of, you know, achieves the best that they can achieve in the sport that they love, I mean, that is the measure of success, isn't it?
Yeah, look, I think for us, it's about the our membership kind of grows every year, and we take that as a main measure of success, that they keep coming back, they keep wanting to play, regardless of their level, regardless of their ability. And like I said, if we can offer them, you know, something outside of their school hours, some recreational activity, some social activity, you know, it's a 1-1 for us, and it's a 1-1 for them as well.
Talk to me about the walking football. Is that for primarily older people, or...?
People like me, you mean?
Well, I wasn't going to say that because you seem quite tall and active.
It was a more of an FA initiative that we sort of...
Jerry possibly could take you.
You'd
have to double team.
Yeah,
me, you know?
Probably would. it was something we kind of saw through the FA and worked with them and did a trial here to see what it was like. And yeah, for maybe the older, stiffer guys like me, we found it as a way of getting to still play the sport we like. It also included maybe... older women as well wanted to play that didn't feel comfortable playing the physical football. They felt it was something they could partake in, and it's been a huge success, even as a social event, never mind the sporting side of it.
And, you know, it's astonishing 50 years on, because there's a big celebration next week, 50 years in existence, to be going from strength to strength, to have such a high level of membership, and also to have such, to be so intertwined with the community, not just in, I suppose, you know, receiving community support, but giving back to the community as well. I mean, it's a great institution.
Yeah, that's really been the ethos throughout, same as probably Jerry would say about the boxing. We wouldn't exist without the community, full stop, and we want to give back when we can. So, you know, we use our facilities for fundraising events. Last year we did something for the play school, who are kind of struggling with their facilities, did fundraising event up at our club for them. We did something this year for kids in Zambia, where Liam had a contact who was trying to help them sort of develop their football abilities out there as well. So we like to make it a two-way thing, very much. You know, we wouldn't be here without them. We want to give something back and offer them things to the community as well, as much as possible.
Another set of unsung heroes in any community is the Tidy Towns Committee, battering away, having meetings God knows when and God knows where. And also, you know, so that when you land into a place early morning, it's looking resplendent. This town, particularly florally, is absolutely beautiful, Jeffrey. Is that the work of the Tidy Towns?
Yeah, that's the work of the Tidy Towns.
How do you keep your flowers looking so good at this time of the year?
Yeah, work. Well, we have a sea scheme and workers on that, and they would be in charge of attending the flowers on a maybe every other morning and watering and so on.
And the place is looking beautiful. You should be so proud.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about Tidy Towns competition is that floral displays aren't really what they're looking for. They're looking for to raise the awareness of beauty spots in the town, like houses, age of houses, walls, stuff like that. And flowers, of course, soften the look around the town, and trees, of course, and we're very lucky to have so many trees in the Diamond and surrounding areas. But whenever the judges come, they want to see progress. They want to see action on last year's report, maybe where they were... Like, you have to be able to take criticism.
Yeah, where do you see the areas for improvement? Because I'd imagine in a historic town, too, it's difficult because you've got a mix of modern, you've got a mix of you know, restored old, you've got a mix of dereliction because you can't do everything all at the same time. I'm not saying you don't look around and see dereliction, don't get me wrong, but I suppose that's what they're looking for, and it's very hard to meet all those standards, I'd imagine.
Yes. It is... Dereliction is just, it's a common thing in a town. A building goes down or people leave it or it stops being a shop or whatever. But the judges would make an allowance for that and say, well, okay, you've done such and such, you've painted it, you know, you've cleaned it up and left it pretty respectable looking.
What if he's targeted then, Jeffrey, as the key points going forward to try and eke out extra points? Because that's what you're doing at this point. You're eking out, aren't you?
Yeah. So you would look at the weak points from the year before or the last 5 years and see where there was criticism and what we can do about that. And sometimes criticism is as a positive thing, and you have to take it as that.
I think you're being very diplomatic too.
No, well, you know, I remember the first years, just going way back.
That's like 88, isn't it?
Around 88,
the Tidy Towns we entered first. Yeah,
we may have started a few years before that, where a local gang of us got together and said, like, the flower beds need a certain amount of work. Even before that, there was an old market house in the Diamond, and of course that was demolished in the early 70s. But it left a real eyesore. So Donegal County Council decided to actually build a small low-level wall around the perimeter. And for some reason, they thought a bandstand was a great idea. And of course, it probably was, because we had...
It must have been a bit of a rush on bandstands, because they thought it was a good idea at the Market Square in Letterkenny as well, I think.
Yeah. It never was a success here, even though we had very successful bands. We had two pipe bands in the town.
Just didn't take off.
No, and we had a junior band, which had a big committee. But whenever it came to an event, they didn't really want to go up in that stand, you know, young kids and all. So, but then they decided to do another revamp on it and increase the parking area, and that's where that bandstand was. So it disappeared. They put up lovely railings. And the small walls around.
Well, a mistake is not a mistake if you learn from it, is it?
Yeah.
Talk to me. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Just on that. Yes, well, we sort of found then that things drift and things get run down and they look worse. So a committee of us got together, a group got together and started to get stuck in the evenings and do a bit of gardening and cut the grass, you know, on a routine basis and all. And there was an odd snigger of a laugh at us back in the 80s, but you can understand council just couldn't possibly, with all the towns in Donegal alone, they couldn't possibly keep the standard up. And I was on a committee before the Community in Action. It was a Revolt Development Association, which was mainly, the idea was to try and bring some new business into the community and so on, and help them out where we could. But we had a file of letters sent to Donegal County Council asking for this, that and the other. We had meetings with them in the county house. And whenever I sort of branched off from that, because we had a fundraiser through that group, and I got a certain amount of money to put into the Tidy Town section. So we started sort of in earnest from then on, and we had school competitions and paintings, and this continues now even to
Brilliant.
This day.
Fantastic. And again, it's the longevity of it as well. Yeah. Not unlike Rafal Hardware and Grain, in operation since 1978. Yeah. 1978 doesn't feel that long ago, and then you realise what year you were born, and then you know straight away that it's quite some time ago. It seems recent still, doesn't it? Right?
Yeah, true.
But 1978 was 30 years from World War II, and...
Yeah.
We're further away from that.
Yeah, thank goodness we are.
I mean in terms of timeline, not in terms of loss and what have you. But anyway, listen, continued success with everything that you're doing, Jeffrey. A brilliant member of the community. As I say, our Tidy Towns people, I think, are often unsung heroes, but not on this show. Jerry, it's been lovely having you in as well. Keep up the great work that you're doing with the Refo Boxing Club.
Thank you
so very much for calling in. And of course, last but not least, Ivor Goody, Secretary for Full Town Football Club. Again, a massive success story. The membership is astonishing, you know, it's fantastic.
Yeah, 250 is not bad going.
Really is. I know it's surrounding areas and all, and I don't know why I snorted there. And you won't say no to good players from other parts of the county if you can suck them in here, but still, it's an amazing achievement. All right, thank you all three of you. Now, we've still loads to come on the show. We've got some live music that's coming up very, very shortly. So what we'll do is we'll take a quick break. We also have a big cash draw, which we're launching here in the show. So lots coming up. Stay right where you are here on the 9 till noon show. It's a special show today. We are broadcasting live from a beautifully restored building, saved building. This building we're in here very easily could have been lost to time with dilapidation and what have you. You heard from Mary Hart earlier on talking about coming in and there were birds flying around it, and they gathered up the money. They got Mary McAleese up. They officially opened it, and it's here now, a beautiful building in the heart of Rafal. That's where we're broadcasting from. We have three guests in studio with us right now. Yvonne McGinley, who's on an accordion. Good morning, Yvonne.
Good morning.
How are you getting on?
Very good.
Good stuff, all right. We've got Richard Gilpin, who's a musician and a music teacher. Good morning, Richard.
Morning.
Thank you so much. Sorry, don't have your mic up. Thank you so much joining us. And you're with Tori Stewart, who's a musician.
Tori.
And
Gilpin.
Gilpin.
Gilpin, my daughter.
Okay, I beg your pardon. This game is what's been put down in front of me. My apologies. And you, that's your dad.
Yeah.
All right, good stuff. Do you sing all the time with your dad or perform with him, or what's the story?
Yeah, I play gigs with him all the time since I've been, well, on and off since I've been really about four. I'd like play different things.
Okay, I need you to edge a wee bit closer to the mic. It's okay, I just wanted to hear you. Richard, I mean, obviously you've been playing music all your life, I'd imagine, with being a performer and a teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
Where do you gig?
Oh, all over Donegal, mostly now. You know, in the past, it's been, I've done tours in Scandinavia and different places, but at the moment, it's mainly Donegal, really, and surrounding areas.
Now, you're going to do two bits for us, so we're going to get straight to the music, if that's okay. We can chat a little bit more. So what are you going to perform for us first, Richard?
I'm going to play a traditional song from Donegal called Garden Mother's Lullaby.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay. Sleep, my child, for the red bee hums, the silent twilight's fall. Eval from the grey rock comes to wrap the world in thrall. A lanvan, oh, my child, my joy, my love, my heart's desire. The cricket sings you lullaby beside a dying fire. Dusk is drawn and the green man's thorn is wreathed in rings of fog. Shira sails his boat till morn upon the starry bog. A lanvan, oh, the pale moon hath brimmed her cusp in dew, and weeps to hear the sad sleep tune I sing, oh love, to you. Faintly sweet doth the chapel bell ring o'er the valley dim. Terman's peasant voices swell in fragrant evening hymn. A lanvan, oh, the low bell rings my little lamb to rest, and angel dreams till morning sings its music in your breast. Thank you.
Sleep, oh babe, for the red bee hums, the silent twilight's fall. Eval from the gray rock comes to wrap the world in thrall. Alan Vano, my child, my joy, my love, my heart's desire. The cricket sings you lullaby beside the dying fire. The cricket sings you lullaby beside the dying fire.
Absolutely brilliant. How lovely was that? That's Richard Gilpin, Tori Gilpin and Yvonne McGinley on the accordion. What's the background to that song, Richard? I'm just watching the live feed, the live chat coming in. Lots of people are particularly loving that one.
Yeah. It's an old song, I know that. It's been recorded way back from the 1950s, although it was definitely... it was... known about by, you know, in the
1800s. Really?
So
yeah,
it's that old, and there are some Irish words in there. So there was a time when traditional songs, there was some songs that had both Irish and English, sometimes a verse of Irish and sometimes a verse of English. So it's kind of from that time, and it's all about Garton and Termin and Glenveagh. And it was written by a guy called, I think I've got the name right, Herbert Hughes or something like that.
Sounds like a good name. I'll tell you, that's a song steeped in history right there. I don't think you'll struggle as much to figure out the name of the composer of our next song, because that's your good self.
That's my own song. Yeah.
What's the background to it?
I suppose a good few years ago, I was touring Scandinavia with a band, you know, and there was a bit of kind of tension in the band, and someone kind of made a throwaway remark saying that it's all going to end in tears, you know, and so I started to write this song as if, you know, like a love song, it'll all end in tears. And the last song too, we're actually recording it. I have a recording studio
in your house, isn't it?
At the house, yeah, and in between other clients, you know, I've been recording some of my own kind of material.
Brilliant.
And some new traditional songs too.
Fantastic. And you're going to release this one then?
Going to release this one in hopefully in a couple of months.
How exciting.
So
brilliant.
I'll be sending it over to you.
Yeah, of course. Uh-huh. Of course. Right, so shall we hear it?
Great.
Okay,
yeah.
Just here's one more time. This is Richard Gilpin. This is a song he wrote himself, and he's accompanied by his daughter Tori, and you'll hear the accordion of Yvonne McGinley on that whenever you're ready.
Thank you. She was knocking back the vodka like there was no tomorrow. Everybody knew she'd bring you nothing but sorrow. Yet for her you would beg, steal or borrow. And she'd bring you nothing but tears in the end. She'll bring you nothing but tears in the end. Well, you can run and you can hide, but you just can't pretend. She'll bring you nothing but trouble, my friend. She'll bring you nothing but tears in the end. You're so tired running around in circles, but still you've never done enough. All fired up, we're gonna make it right up to the top. You got your foot on the pedal, but you've got no brakes to stop. It'll bring you nothing but tears in the end.
shall bring you nothing but tears in the end. Well, you can run and you can hide, but you just can't pretend. She'll bring you nothing but trouble, my friend. She'll bring you nothing but tears in the end. They've got you surrounded, but there's nothing left to defend. And the water keeps on rising on ever-shrinking land. And you know your heart is broken, but you know it'll never mend. It'll bring you nothing but tears in the end. She'll bring you nothing but tears in the end. You can run, you can hide, but you just can't pretend. She'll bring you nothing but trouble, my friend. She'll bring you nothing but tears in the end. She'll bring nothing but tears in the end. Well, you can run, you can hide, but you just can't pretend. She'll bring you nothing but trouble, my friend. She'll bring you nothing but tears in the end. That's what she told me. She'd bring me nothing but tears in the end.
Yay, well done. That was lovely. Thank you so very much for that. And Tori, your future in music, or is this just...
Yeah, you know what? I'm in my last year of school now, I'm going into, so...
Secondary school?
Yeah, secondary school. I go to the Royal in Prior, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, at the moment, that's what I've been doing all summer.
Study music, okay.
Yeah.
And you need to get to college because you study music at school. You're coming home, he's teaching music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Gotta get going.
Well, listen, we wish you every success in what you plan to do in the future. Richard, thanks so much for calling in.
It's a pleasure.
It's been lovely having you in, and we look forward to getting the studio version of that. It sounds fantastic, anyway. Nice sort of mix of... Is it bluesy? Is it sawgrassy?
It's kind of,
but then you've got the accordion in there, which is a beautiful marriage.
It's a wee bit of traditional,
It's a lovely thing.
I like that kind of mix,
And played with great delicacy in a small room, such a noisy instrument. It sounded... And I mean that in the nicest possible way. It's like coming in with a drum kit and trying to play it soft, right? You did a fantastic job. It sounded absolutely beautiful and a beautiful compliment to the voices and the rest of the instruments. Thanks so much. We'll be back with information on how you can win. Not 5, not 10, not 25, but 20 euro. No, we're not doing that yet. Okay, Sean Quinn's here, but I'm being told no. That'll be before 12 anyway. Is that accurate enough to say? Yep. Okay, we'll be back with stuff after these. Okay, we've had a lovely day here broadcasting live from the Vault House in Raphoe. It's lovely to spend time in different places around the county. We hope to do more of that before the summer is out. So we could be coming to a town or village near you just to bring the show to the people, as you are so loyal in, as Figures showed this week, in listening to us. It's very much appreciated. Sylvia Allen. Hamilton, Sylvia Allen Hamilton, is treasurer of Mothers Union Derry and Raphoe. Good morning to you, Sylvia. Thank you so much for calling in and having us here in your beautiful town.
Good morning.
Talk to me about the Mothers Union. It's an international group. It's part of an international sort of a setup, isn't it?
The Mothers Union is a worldwide Christian organisation. It will be 150 years next year. It was founded by a lady called Mary Sumner in London, and she saw, I suppose, a need for families, and she was supporting children and the mothers from a Christian point of view, and from to help the mothers parent their children. So this started off in London and has now become worldwide.
And do you find that there's an outreach, or that people who need your organisation find you when they need it?
I think a lot of people don't know we exist, really. Although we are based here, there's branches here in we have the Rafoe branch, and then we're at Diocesan level, which is Derry and Rafoe, and then the All Ireland level. And the work we do is quite a bit in the community. You know, we support domestic violence, the victims for that in Letterkenny, and we food banks. But at our meetings, we have prestigious speakers come to educate us and talk about for me health care or things like that. But also, we are a charity, we're a fundraising, and we send our money, you know, locally as well as internationally. And overseas we send money, and the Mothers Union have programs for education and agriculture. And especially, you know, in African countries, they educate the women in literacy and numeracy. Mm-hmm. And then they can start their own businesses, like making clothes, because they have the, they can count, they can learn, and because women are the workforce in some of these countries, and then they can be independent or educated, they can educate their children, and then from an agriculture point of view, they can start up farming in a small way, and then
so
progress.
So you give them, rather than sort of handouts, which is perfectly fine when needed, you tool people up to be able to sustain themselves.
Yes.
Especially women.
Yes, especially women.
And how do you reach people locally? Do you get referrals? I don't know, from, you know, local organisations or...
Well, very occasionally, but we would reach out and look for the need in the community, what's needed.
Now, so even though there's an international membership of 4.1 million, it's made up of sort of very intimate local, almost under the radar activity. That sounds worse than I intended. But I mean, what I'm saying is, it's not high profile stuff.
Well,
even though it's a massive
organization. We would like it to be. We would like it to be. But a lot of people think we just make tea and buns.
Nothing wrong with that either. But there's more to it.
But as our bishop said, we are a stone in his shoe, because we're there in the background all the time pushing, and a lot of it is unseen.
Well, look, we all need a stone in our shoe too sometimes. Yeah. Listen, anything we can do going forward, Sylvia, to get the message out there, of course, we're more than happy to do so. I'm also joined in our studio by James Rulston, Treasurer and former President of, is it Macrina Firma or Macra Macrina Firma? Is it two Macras? Because
just
everything
one
that's been handed to me has got a double Macra. I'm thinking, is this a completely new organisation? No, of course not. You're a dairy farmer in Newton. How's business?
Yeah, it's not too bad this year.
What? Are you not a farmer?
Well,
can I have a bit of complaining, please?
Could always be better, I suppose.
Well, that's more like it. Bring it on. And is dairy a good area to be in at the moment? I mean, there seems to be a retraction in certainly beef production. I'm not sure as much in dairy. But, I mean, obviously, you know, the strongest will survive. And the less product production there is, I suppose, the more value for your product. Is that the way with dairy, or are we just seeing that with beef at the moment?
Definitely the amount of dairy is... It's definitely static.
Yeah.
It's going down slightly, I suppose. There's a lot of expansion in the last 10 years, and I think that's kind of coming to a halt now.
Well, that's because everyone was told to start pumping out milk, start pumping out beef, and next thing you know, it's like, stop pumping out milk, stop producing so much beef.
Yeah, I suppose environment is so much more to the fore this last couple of years, and it's becoming more and more regulated with fertilizer registers and derogation and things, so...
Are you one of those farmers too that have an educational background that you've brought into farming? Because we're seeing more and more of that now. It's not essential, but you know, did you go to college to study farming, or did you just do it old school and work from a very young age in farming?
No, I went to Queen's in Belfast, yeah, and got a degree in agricultural technology.
You need that now, don't you?
It's part. You need at least a level 6 to qualify for grants and subsidies. So.
Yeah, but even just to, it's such a complex area now. I mean,
The paperwork burden's getting more and more all the time. You know,
if you look at the age profile of our farming community in this country, it's high. There's no doubt about that. And I'm hearing from older farmers, they wouldn't encourage young people into farming. But we need to have a conveyor belt of farmers. Do you think there still is a good career in farming for young people listening to this show this morning?
Yeah, I think there can be. It can be a very rewarding career. I mean, it's very difficult to get into.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't come from a farm, it's very, very difficult. But definitely, there's a lot of opportunities there, and there's definitely a lot of enthusiastic young people coming in all the time. It's brilliant. Just keeping them there.
And there's it's girls and boys as well, too.
There's
a great mix there. Talk to me then about the monthly meetings, Macro and Affirma. What is its actual role, do you see?
Well, I suppose there's two roles the Macro does on a national level. They're basically they do a lot of lobbying, you know, for budget submissions and things, bits and pieces. But for us in our local club, we just we organise a meeting usually every month, and then we do a lot of social events and a bit of fundraising and some skills, like we do fencing and welding and stock judging, things like that.
How important is it to get together with other people that can relate to you? Because it's a high pressure job. It's not for the weak-minded, I don't think.
Yeah, and you know, people are so busy and you're constrained with the weather and whatnot, so it's great to have something that, you know, is organized for you, because people get so busy and they don't take time to organize things. So when there's a meeting every month, you know, it gives people a reason to come out and, you know,
definitely
see everybody.
And you know, Sylvie, just to bring you back in here too, you know, we're talking of one great organisation for farmers, and then talking about you and your organisation. And we've got great people like you guys. It's connecting people with the services, isn't it? That's the one thing we try and do an awful lot on this show, because people often feel hopeless, or there's no help out there, or they feel isolated on the farm and no one gets me, or in, you know, the people that you deal with. It is about connecting people, isn't it?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, which is hopefully the function of what we're doing. Are you encouraging people along to meetings, James?
Yeah, if you're in the anywhere near the Rafoe area, our next meeting is on the 22nd of August in Rafoe. As you'll see, if you look at our Facebook page, we always post when the meeting is and what time and where.
Brilliant. And what's the name? Is it Macro Affirma?
Just Rafoe Macro Affirma.
Okay, yeah, because we need, we need older farmers to start thinking about transition as well, too, which they can be very stubborn on, but also young people to say, right, I can go to Queen's, or I can go here, there, or wherever, and have an internationally recognised qualification that if it doesn't work here, you can travel the world with it.
Yes, definitely.
All right, fantastic stuff. Lovely to chat to you. Thank you so much, James. Is there anything you wish to add? We covered everything there, I think, didn't we?
No, and if you're anywhere else in Donegal, there's clubs all over the county.
Yeah, get involved.
Get involved, right, and it can be anything you want it to be.
There's a little hint, and I mean this with no insult, of the guy out of Clarkson's farm. Would you get that at all? No? Do you know the guy out of Clarkson's farm, the younger guy? Are you seeing any of him in that? No? Is it just? Huh?
I don't know about that.
I swear, when you smile, okay. Well, we'll see. And it's, as I say, he's a lovely fella, very, very successful. I don't know. Maybe it's just my eye. All right, thanks, James. Don't hit me. It's a compliment. And also, Sylvia, thank you so much. Lovely to have you in, and keep
up
the amazing work.
Yes. What you asked James about people, we would love to have, especially young people.
When and where? Go ahead. Yeah. When and where?
We meet every month. We meet, and we'll be back in September. But we would love young people to come, because I know young women are busy and have young children, but you don't have to be a mother, or you don't have to be married, and you So we would love some young people to join.
And there is a trend. There is a trend of around here and everywhere in the county of us engaging and getting younger people involved in the various different things, be it you know, historical or the work that you do, or the work that Richard does. Okay, listen, both of you, thank you very much indeed. It's been lovely having you on the program. We have in studio with us our CEO, head of sales, Sean Quinn. Imagine why. You're very welcome along to Rafo.
It's great to be out and about, Greg.
Isn't it lovely? I love it. I love it. Right, okay, so this is Highland Radio's Mega Summer Cash Draw. Always hugely popular. At times we give away cars, at times we give away home improvements. They're fantastic prizes, fantastic initiatives, but this is all about the hard, cold cash for you to do with whatever you want.
Yeah, so we're bringing it back by popular demand. It was very... very well received last year. So we have €20,000 in cash to give away as of right now. We've opened the lines in the studio back in Highland and also on highlandradio.com. So you can now enter the five draws starting from now. And like last year, what we're going to do is every Friday, we'll be giving away €2,500 in cash. So next Friday on your show, and then the following Friday, the 22nd of August, it'll be on John's show around the Northwest. The following Friday will be on Jive Time. And the final draw on the 5th of September will be with Lee on the Naughty Alarm Clock for another €2,500, followed then by the big one, which is €10,000 in cash.
Yeah, okay. So there'll be $12,500 given away on Friday, the 5th of September. It's only round the corner, folks. So in total, there are 5 draws. So you know what that means. The earlier you enter, the better. We've had people won in the past that bought their ticket on day one or day two and almost forgot they had entered because the draws just roll on. Your ticket goes into the draw drum and it is there. So if you want to be in all of the draws, I would suggest you get your tickets right now. Highlandradio.com, click on the draw link. Tickets are €15. You can get 5 for £50. So effectively, either you do it individually or if you want to group in with other people, you can get them for a tenner each. If you want to buy one and have a punt, it's €15. And I was chatting to someone the other day who was entering a competition. £100 they were buying a ticket for. Now, fair play to them, don't get me wrong, but it was for a villa somewhere. The one advantage we have, this is primarily, it's our draw, right? It's in our area. And that means that's reflective in the numbers. So, listen, I'm not overselling it, but you have a really good chance of winning in this one because it's not an international, global blooming competition.
Absolutely. And I have a feeling this might be the first time where we might see a double winner, Greg. I think there's somebody's got five
never
chances.
Going to happen.
It hasn't happened yet.
There's more chance of the Rabbits making you see. Right, okay.
No, they did that.
Okay, so it could happen.
So I could be right then. Watch this space.
Yeah, okay. And this is the, just in case you're not aware, from the get go, Sean is insisting that someone could win the first prize. He's going to put the ticket back in and then they'll win again. And he's perfectly right. Of course it could happen, but we're down to the chances of it happening. Who's to say? Stranger things have happened. You certainly could be right, Sean. So the tickets are live now. Highlandradio.com. That's perfectly safe, secure. But maybe you don't use cash. Call into the station in office hours, or maybe you'd prefer to ring and chat to Bronwyn or someone else in the office, and they will help you process that. But if you want to be in all of the draws, get your tickets right now. 15 for one, or you can get them as cheap as a tenner each if you buy 5 for £50. And if you're not in, Sean,
well, you can't win.
You simply can't win.
And I would say, just to emphasize, is if you're going to buy now, because it does give you the chance of 5 draws. This time next week, we'll be giving somebody the chance to win €2,500, and we will do for the next 4 weeks. It's a great opportunity to change you might even get an end to the summer holiday out of it. Something that you weren't planning, €2,500 extra in cash.
Yeah.
Let's go.
And I'll tell you, for €2,500 cash, you're talking 10 days all inclusive for a family of four.
Oh, you would be this time.
Absolutely. What you could what
guaranteed
you could
sunshine.
Yeah. Oh, well, let's not get
unless you go to Scotland.
And then, of course, the €10,000, that's the big one. You can do with that whatever you wish. So there are 5 draws in total. $2,500 by 4, $10,000 by 1. If you get your ticket now, you're in all of the draws. And who's to say? It could be an early number, a middle number, a late number. We've seen it all, but I'll tell you one thing that's happened consistently. It's people in the county are winning. happening, and that's fantastic because it spreads the love a little bit. And in terms of online competitions, the numbers here are conservative compared to some of them, and also we're trying to keep the entry fee as low as is absolutely possible, and you can get a ticket for a tenner effectively
absolutely.
If you buy five.
Absolutely.
Highlandradio.com, or give us a buzz, 07491 25,000. But let me reassure you, the online portal is incredibly secure and safe, so
there's
no worries in that regard. All right,
and the key thing is simple to use as well, Greg.
Yes, we like things simple.
Absolutely.
Some sites can be incredibly convoluted. All right, Sean, thank you very much indeed. I don't know, you hang about because, you know, you're, if you want to, because...
I just wanted to say one thing very quickly.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
James, your last guest looked nothing like Jeremy Clarkson.
No, and I've said nothing like Jeremy Clarkson, the young guy, the young cool guy.
Yeah, Caleb.
Caleb, he looks... just when he smiles, and he's young and he's wearing green.
Well, he looked more like Jeremy Clarkson than he did Caleb.
He's a big guy and he's still outside. All right, stay there because Shannon Wilkin is joining us for her weekly peruse of the social media. So try and keep us young and relevant. We've only got a couple of minutes, so I want you to pick some of the good ones. Again, I've no briefing notes. I think when Michaela did the show, she had a full A4 page, but you seem to have a lot of trust
there
in me.
There was a page.
Go ahead.
I don't
what
know
are we talking about? Oh yeah, Shannon Wilkin, new app by a dairy man. That can find the best Guinness near you?
We were talking about this during the week, but both of us are not Guinness fans, and you were thinking...
No, like
you
Sean drinks Guinness either.
Do you drink Guinness,
so, no.
Yeah?
No.
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 Okay, yeah.
Okay, but anyway, we had the question of who rates the Guinness. So
yes.
It's local users in the area. I'm looking at Mark here, and I'm just remembering he's a Guinness fan.
Yeah.
So the app is called Stoutly, and it's by Scott Montford from Derry. So if you want to go on, I don't know, best Guinness in Raphoe? Should we give it a rating after this? Do you approve, Sean?
Well,
I'll have to come back personally. I'll have to say now,
it's I wouldn't know. I drank Guinness years and years ago, but it wasn't for me now.
Yeah.
But
right.
People do say they know a good pint when they taste one.
All
I will
right.
say that.
Breast milk flavoured ice cream.
I thought this was a good one after talking about the placenta, but it turns out it's not real breast milk. They've just...
A flavour.
It's sweet but salty. Okay. It's only available in New York in a specific ice cream shop, and it's available until the 10th of August. So we could
That's
make
some watch you
we,
have.
We could make it.
He's gone now. Sean's out.
He's like, the breast milk ice cream is not for me.
I was lost in that last one there.
All right. Donegal Daddy.
Donegal Daddy, I saw, was pretending to be an RTE correspondent yesterday reporting from Glenties. So obviously we've all seen the declining birth rates, and if we get the limelight back open again, it might help. But it brought me back to just the nightclub scene in general. There used to be one in Dunfanaghy, and it was a glorified shed. It was called Rooney's. I don't know, were you ever
You might
in
not
it?
Remember it, but there was a district judge that insisted you had to eat in the nightclub.
Oh, yeah.
Right? So there was some... And it was a law that was never really sort of implemented, but I remember there was a wee bit of aggro in a nightclub somewhere or other, and you were... The lights all went on at one or something like that there, and everyone got free sausage and chips, or as part of the entry.
But
and
I,
the idea was that this would stem any sort of antisocial behaviour. I'm not sure how successful or otherwise it was.
But I remember even people, they're like, back in my day when we used to go to, what is the one, the Grill? Mm. They're like, we used to get like sausages and chips and all, and it was great. Like, but I think even now going out, if you're in the kebab shop, that's the best banter. So was it kind of the same thing?
No, because it was the middle of the night. I like Pamela Anderson and Liam Neeson getting together.
I still can't 100% confirm if they're in a relationship.
Well, they haven't ruled it out, so...
But they do, like,
they
kiss each other on the cheek and all, and then she has a lip gloss the last day. It's her own product, and she put it on him. He actually modelled it for her. He went, give me the lip gloss, so I think that's a sure
sign.
So
she's obviously was the queen of glam throughout the 80s and 90s, and now her thing is she's stripped back. She doesn't wear makeup, and I find it disgusting that people judge her in relation to that. But I'm a man. As a woman, do you think, you know what, fair play to you? Or do you see it just as a marketing angle?
Fair play to her, but she is beautiful. Like some of us, we do need the makeup to look
our
best.
We only see you in makeup in an OB.
I know. Greg's always like, oh, I have to look at you every other day.
No,
poor
I never
me.
Say anything like that. I'm sorry. Okay, listen, we'll have more time next week. Shannon Wilkins there with a run through with some of what's making the headlines on social media and what people are talking about. We're going to finish with some live music after this break. Back for the last segment of our show from the Vault House here in Raphoe. We've had a lovely day and a lovely welcome, and local councillor Frank McBrotis popped in to say hello. And Frank, I can see why you're so proud of your town and the people within it. It is It's just that beautiful mix of modern, heritage, culture, and community, a fantastic sense of community around Rafoe that some communities would be jealous of.
Well, first of all, you're very welcome to Rafoe Highland Radio. In my opinion, this is the most historical town in the county. But of course, I'm biased. But
that's all right too.
What do you call it? There's many aspects of heritage in this town that goes back for centuries. And as you know yourself, my father had probably the most famous nightclub in the northwest in this town in his day, where you had the biggest country acts in Ireland playing on a daily basis. But recently, there was a documentary made in America about the Supremes when the Supremes played here in 1981. And my mum and dad's actually interviewed on it. So it's based in California. The university did the documentary on it. So
let us know when you know when that's where that's being broadcast. I'll be interested in seeing that. And it's a nice honour for them, isn't it?
Oh, it's what do you call it? It just shows you the history that's here.
Yeah.
Rafoe's a unique town.
Mm.
You've had the troubles on the border, but this community has always been strong together. You know. Because it's a mixed community, and I think that's why Rafoe is still a thriving town today, and in particular, it's in my opinion the agriculture hub of the county.
Yeah.
And it's always had a political element. Like you've had Paddy Hart, who's one of the longest serving TDs in the county. You had Paddy's son Jimmy Hart, who represented Rafoe when it was part of the Letterkenny constituency. And then I got successfully elected in 2009. But I think the football club, the boxing club, the badminton club...
You've been involved in the boxing club too, haven't you?
I've been involved. Yeah. I'm a former boxer and played for Rafoe Football Club when I was a young fella. You have St Mary's JAA, which is Rafoe, Drumkeen and Convoy. And a lot of people call it Convoy, but it's actually the three parishes under the auspice of St Mary's.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's so much... they do in Rafoe, and it's a brilliant town. The Volt House here is second to none.
Yeah, it's
the
amazing.
Paddy Towns, what they contribute and the work that they do around the diamond and around the town in general, it speaks for itself. I mean, you only have to look at it today. Like, there's not many diamonds in Ireland that look like the diamond Rafoe.
No, it's kept its tradition.
And maybe now, when this new consultation for the regeneration of the diamond...